Shimon opens to his friends. This shir on Parshas Va'era should be Lili Nishmas Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Ber Mishmuel Pinchas, who was nifter a number of days ago, my uncle. And it should also be a schus for Rabbi Ephraim Abba Miriam Shishana and Yosef Ezer ben Esther Hemachol and Novim Aleim. They're both from Riverdale, so they should take along with their brachas all the people of Riverdale. This is based on a shir given by Rabbi Shlita the Tolna Rebbe, Parshas Va'era, Thursday night, the year Tovshin Ayin Aleph. It says in our parasha in Makas Barad, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Shkem Baboker, V'siyatsev Lifnei Par V'mati Lavcho Amko Amar Hashem Elokei Avrim, Shalachas Amivi Avduni, Ki Bepam Azos Anif Sholechas Kol Magefosa Elibecha, V'avadecho V'amecho V'abur Teda Kein Kamoni B'chol Ha'aretz, Eri Mamtir Keitz Mochar Barad Kovid Me'ed, Asher lohaya kamo v'mitzrayim l'minayom hivazda l'minayom hivazda ad v'ad ota. Hashem says to Moshe, get up in the morning, stand before Paro and say to him, so said God, this the Lord of the Hebrews, send my nation and let them serve me, because this time I'm sending all of my gefos, all of my plagues to your heart and to your servants and to your nation, in order that you should know that there is not like me in all of the land. Tomorrow I am sending a very heavy barad that never was in Eretz Mitzrayim from the day it was founded until today. Later on it says, Ve'omer Shem HaMeshe, Neteyes Yodcha L'Shemayim V'Barad B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim V'alad V'al Behema V'al Kol Eitzev Asadar Eretz Mitzrayim V'yet Moshe Esmateo Al Shemayim V'ad Shem Nosan Koyle Etzu Barad V'tihalech Esh Arzo V'yamter Shem Barad Al Eretz Mitzrayim. Shem said to Moshe, spread your hand over to the sky, and there will be barad, there will be hail in all of Egypt, on the man, an animal, on all the grass in Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu did so, spread out his hand to Shamayim. God gave loud sounds, barad, and vatihalech esh aretz, and the fire went to the ground, and Hashem was mamtir barad al eretz Mitzrayim. He sent barad down to Mitzrayim, but he barad ve'esh mislakach ha'psech ha'barad. There was barad, there was fire in the barad. Kovid me'ed, it was very, very heavy, that they never had in Mitzrayim from the time that there was a nation. Rashi says, why was there Eish mislakachas b'soich habarad? Neis b'soich neis. Eish v'habarad mo'ravim v'habarad mayim hu lasis v'tzayin koinam asu shalom einem. It was a neis b'soich neis. It was water and fire together. They made peace in order to fulfill the will of Hashem. Rashi is based on a medrash al-Atar, who says that it gives a mushel to two warring nations, and they make peace. Two warring factions, and they make peace in order to fight for their king. And so too, the Eish and the Mayim are like two warring factions, and they make peace in order to do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so there are a number of kashas on this parasha. Number one, until Makas Bar, there were six Makas. They were all grace and nisim, dam, everything switched into bloods. It's pretty big. And then if the mitzri would drink from the cup, it would be blood. Then if the Jew would drink, it would be water. Kinim was a big miracle. Even the Chartumim said, Etzba Elokim hu, we couldn't do this one. Great nisim, but the only time we find this inyan of neis b'soich neis is here. That there's these two contradictions, and they make shalom b'neim. And we know, look at the Drosh Haran and Drosh Hekdam Aleph, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do a neis b'chdi. He wants to run the world as tevedik as possible. And Mela, why do we need this extra neis b'soich neis? Doesn't seem necessary. You want to give barad, you can give barad without the neis b'soich neis of fire and water working together. And even if we understand why, there's another kasha here. The whole inyan of Eish is only mentioned during the actual Makkah when it does hezek. When it does the damage. But not when Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded. And not when he warns Paro. It only says the Barad. Barad Kaved Meod, Vay Barad B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim, Rashem Moshe, etc. Vay Barad B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim. So beforehand, we don't hear about the Esh. And then when Paro says it should go away, Paro doesn't mention the Esh either. He says, Hatiru el Hashem v'rav mios kolos elokim u'barad. V'yom rei lov Moshe k'tzeisiyo efritz es kapay el Hashem v'akolos yechdolam v'abarad lo yod. So before the Makkah, not in the commandment to Moshe, not in the Hasarat to Paro, we don't find anything about the... In neither case do we find anything about the fire. Afterwards, when it's removed, we find nothing about the fire. And when Moshe Rabbeinu davens to Hashem, he also doesn't mention the fire. It says it stopped, but doesn't say the Eish. Only when it's actually doing the damage. So if the Eish is so chashuv, then why wasn't it mentioned earlier? Maybe it didn't make any Roshem and Pyro, so therefore it wasn't mentioned. Only when it happened, it happened. So then what do we need it for? In Tanah Dabei Eliyahu HaNavi was Megalas Seydes Mekivshonu Shel Olam with respect to the Aseres HaMakas. And each Makkah he explains why it came onto Mitzrayim. So he says, you know why Barad came? Each one was Mida Keneged Mida. And he says, Barad is Mipnei Sheshma is somewhere Yisrael Noite Ginosu Pardesim B'chol Minei Elanos Shalai Kansu Yisrael Otoch Batayim Shalai Yifrav Lo Yirbu. You know why Barad came? Because they made the Jews garters, planters of gardens and orchards, other types of trees, so they shouldn't come home and have relations with their wives and procreate. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought upon them Barad. He broke all of these trees that the Jewish people had planted, as it says in Tehillim, Yarog b'Barad Gafnam, the Barad killed the Gaf in the trees. Rak Beretz Goshen, only in Eretz Goshen where the Jews lived, there was no Barad. It says, Vayachal Barad v'chal Eretz Mitzrayim. It's called Eitz HaSad HaShiveh Rak Beretz Goshen Lo Yav Barad. Now it says that Barad hit all of Mitzrayim, and all the Eitz HaSadeh was broken. Only in Eretz Goshen there was no Barad. There was no Barad in Goshen. But then where they planted for the Mitzrayim, there was Barad. So what's this whole, what is the whole Ketzef? What's the anger against the trees for? The trees just a Hechi Timsa to be Meshavi, the Jews. So why is the Iker Onesh on the trees? Instead of they had to plant the trees to keep them busy. They shouldn't go home and be with their wives. But the trees were just a means to the end. The end was that they were Meshubed. So why did the trees get it? Also, something else to be Mayan is the Medrash in Psikta Rabosi, Piskochof Aleph. It says there that the Aseres HaDibros are connected to Aseres HaMakos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought on the Mitzrayim v'Mitzrayim. Anoichi is connected Makas Dam. What's connected Makas Barad? Lo Sinaf. And they bring a Raya. But he borrowed the Eish Mislakachas B'Soich HaBarad. Uksiv HaYechte Ish Eish B'Chekoi Kein HaBal Eish Es Ish. So you have this Lashon of Eish by Lo Sinaf. And you have an Eish by Barad, so Eish is Kinesa Barad, it's Kineged Lo Sinaf. So obviously it's not just a word game. There's a Pnimius here. So we have to understand the Shaychus, Shaychut HaRayonit, the thematic connection between Barad and Lo Sinaf. Find in the Medrash in Shmei Sraba, V'tihalech Eish Arza, Nidonu Kamesh Bar HaRashayim B'Gehenim, HaYoyoshev Nichve B'Barad, Oymed Nichve B'Eish. That the Eish came down, it was like a Gehenna for them. When he was sitting, he got hit by the Barad. When he stood, he got burned by the Eish. He was burned by the Barad when sitting. He was burned by the Eish when standing. The Halach Eish Arts was like a Gehenna. And this stems with what it says in the Medrash Tanchum and Re'eh Yud. L'siru l'beis ha'mishaluch l'beis ha'lov u'shanim. Mishle lamin aleph chaf aleph. Chizkiah said, Mishpat Rishayim in Gehenna is 12 months, 6 months in the sun, 6 months in the cold. First HaKadosh Baruch Hu Machnis Bem Chikuch Ve'emorim Zu Gehenna Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'akach Motzim L'Sheleg Ve'emorim Zu Yitzinasu Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the first was 6 months of fire in Gehenna, and then 6 months of cold, and then they say, wow, this is God's heat and this is God's cold. So to the Mitzrim also got it. Because the lashon of nichve bebarad, hayoshev nichve bebarad, oimi nichve beish. So I think the kviya bebarad is the cold. First they get the cold of the barad, when they're sitting and they're standing, they get the fire of the esh. So you see the same inyan of esh and barad, of fire and water, of heat and cold, just like they have in Gehenim. They also have in barad. So barad is reminiscent of Gehenim. Looking here in the Emek Dabar, what he says, Nitziv. And these shirim we go in a Chassidus Shemahalach, so but we're still allowed to look in the Nitziv. It's not a steer. It's the Rosh Hashiva Velazhin, but you're allowed to look in the Nitziv, and you're also allowed to look in the Likutei Torah, the Balatani. Not a steer. So the explanation is based on the Zohar, because the Zohar says, famously, Chelek Beis, Lamed Vav Amed Beis, the name of Chizkiah. All the makas which were negev to Mitzrayim, which were plagues to Egypt, the Jewish people were healed. Egypt was the lowest, so they were being mashpil the Mitzrim, and they were also the same maka as being mitakein Bnei Yisrael, because Bnei Yisrael was mushba from Mitzrayim. Bnei Yisrael was mushba from Mitzrayim, and since Bnei Yisrael was mushba, they have to lower the Mitzrayim and raise the Jews. So what was the mid of Mitzrayim that we had to remove, that we had to punish? So that is that they made the Jews planters of vineyards and pardesim, other types of trees. Look at the lashon in our parasha. They embittered their lives with hard work. All the works of the field. Says the Medrash, "Vayemaris chayem b'avoyda kasha." Amarav shloish gzeres gazru alem. Tchila b'chomer levenim. First, they had to make bricks and mortar. And then afterwards, b'chol avayde basadik on charisha ksira zrisha v'disha v'zira v'tzira gedira u'mesikol b'sof kol abena yeloi. The first magzera is to work b'chomer levenim. Then kol avayde basadik to plant and to plow and to harvest, etc. And then afterwards, there was gzera of kol abena yeloi yara tashlichu. So it turns out that they were memara the lives of the Jewish people with all the hard work in the field, but makas barad came dafka. Because they made them planters of vineyards, of gardens and orchards and other types of trees. So it wasn't kol avayde basada that that bard came for. Dafka that they were planting gardens and orchards. So what's this chomer of planting gardens and orchards that they had this terrible makkah of bard? So when they had to plant these gardens and orchards, the Mitzrayim were adding rishos onto their already extant rishas, because all avodas basada you can do at all times. You can plant and you can harvest, etc. You can thresh. So there's specific times it's done. However, planting trees, gardens, and orchards. So everything is planted at a different time. So the gzeira is that they should constantly be working, like it says in the Gemara. Shomer ginus pardesim p'turim min hasukah b'yom v'layla. If you're guarding gardens and orchards, you're part of Sukkah by day and by night. Rashi says, "Ain zazimisham." They don't move from there. The Ritva's lashon is, "She'ain ragilim lavel b'tam kol." They don't go home. In other words, this was a shver arbit. These ginos and pardesim was such a difficult work. There was no going home. It was constant. So the ikar taina on the ma'aseh mitzrayim was that they made the Jewish people noite ginos and pardesim, that they mamish had a cold heart. They sealed off their heart from hearing the zak of Bnei Yisrael and their difficult work. They weren't able to sleep. They weren't able to go home. Work and nacha day, just again and again and again. There was no end. They would say it's such a cold heart, and instead of having a warm heart and caring, they had a cold heart and they didn't care, and therefore they the makas barad came upon them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a special nace, a nace p'soch nace, and in the barad he made an eishlis m'slakachas to teach them. You guys had this cold. That's the cold of the barad. You guys had a cold heart. And you should have had a warmer heart. So mida keneged mida, that they should have had hot, and they actually had cold. Hashem brought upon them hot and cold. Brought upon them a terrible, terrible hot, and a terrible, terrible cold. And that's the midah keneged midah. So everything is not, Kadosh Baruch Hu never punishes just for the sake of punishment. It's not just to punish them, but it's to bring to a tikkun. So it's always midah keneged midah, but we should know what to be mitaken. So now we understand when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Makas Barad and he put the Eish in the Barad, it was in order that the Mitzrim should learn how to warm up their hearts. But they didn't do that. The Mitzrim had a cold heart. What do they have a warm heart for? For Averas, for Erva, for Taiva, for Kiyur. So they were Yadua in the Midrashim. Very Shakua and Taivas Haguf. And that's where they had the heat. So that's the Nagof. And what's the Rafo? The healing is that the Jewish people should learn to use each midah. When to have a warm heart, when to have a cold heart. Like it says in the Pasuk, Hayoma Bayisi Biyoma Chalani Cherev V'Kerech Malayla. During the day there was heat, and at night it was cold, Yaakov Avinu said to Lavan. So the Tiferes Uziel, the Talmud of the Mizritcher Magid, writes, Hayisi Biyoma Chalani Cherev V'Kerech Malayla Ki La'adam. You need a huge tshuka, a huge desire to learn Torah and lehefich and averus. And averus, you have to be cold. And what does the Yetzirah do? The Yetzirah makes a person heated up for averus. For averus, we have to cool off because we have Yiras Hashem. And Yom is Kedusha, and Laila is a remez to Dvar Mashvalim, darkness. So that's what it means in the Pasuk. Hayisi b'yom achalani chorev. During the day, I was serving you b'chamimus. When it was the time of Kedusha, there was chamimus. Kerach b'laila. I was cool at night, I was cold at night from the chamimus of the Yetzer. It says, Nur b'amram in Kedushin pe'alef. There's a fire in the house of Aaron, the Yetzirah has burnt the fire. So at night I was cold, I was cooled off to my Yetzirah. So you have to be hot for Inyanei Kedusha and cold for Inyanei Yetzir. The Arizal famously says that Paro is Osios Ha'oref, and that's the Midas HaKlipot of Paro, Ha'oref, the back of the nape of the neck, the back of the neck. Oirech is the exact opposite of the front of the face. And that's Mitzrayim. They're the opposite of their midas. When they were supposed to be hot, they were cold. When they were supposed to be cold, they were hot. When they were supposed to get heated up about, they couldn't care less. When they were supposed to care, they got heated up. For their taivas, they were hot. For compassion for the Jews, they were cold. So now we understand why Hashem made a nes p'soch nes. And we had this Asian Mayim making Shalom because they were Chote in these midas of Asian Mayim of hot and cold. When they were supposed to have a hot heart, they were cold. When they were supposed to be cold, they were Mavir themselves, they burned themselves up for Avera. And therefore they got punished with hot and cold, but with the right midah. The hot wasn't misgaber on the cold, and the cold wasn't misgaber on the hot and the heat. The water not on the fire, and the fire not on the water. And Mimela, that's supposed to teach them. Yeah, each one has to be in the right amount. So that's why we needed Nes Pesoch Nes, Gevaldik, to teach them this lesson of finding everything b'midu b'mishko, everything in the right amount. And now we can be medaktik in the pasuk. Ki b'pam azos anich ani shalechas kol magevosa libecha u'babadecha v'amecha v'rtedek yin kamoni b'chol aretz. And this time I'm sending all my magefos, all my plagues to your heart, to your servants, to your nation, in order that you know there's nothing like me in the land. So why is Pharaoh's heart mentioned, Daikim Makas Barat? Why is this Makas sent to his heart? That heart that was covered, Lev Pharaoh, all the Makas hit all the Evarim of the Mitzrayim. But Makas Barad, which is Korvish V'chol Mishamshim Birbuvia, that was Dafka to Lev Paro, because heat and cold is in the heart, the seat of emotion, like we see in the Psukim. Cham Libi Bekirbi Tehom Lamites Dalet Asher Korcha Baderech, and the Svar Makadoshim say, like in the Rishi Say Laila Reb Tzedek HaKoyin Aslam Beis, Klipas HaMolek was to be Machnis Karirus in the hearts of the Jewish people. So therefore these two Hargashas of heat and cold are Tolei B'Lev Cham Libi Bekirbi Asher Korcha Baderech. So therefore the Par's heart had to learn this lesson of heat and cold, what, when to get heated up, when to cool off. Now we understand why the Inyan of Eish was only mentioned when the Makkah actually happened, not after the Makkah, not before the Makkah. Because the Toikif Klipas Paro, the Oiref, everything is the opposite. He didn't feel it. Because when talking to Paro, there was no Eish, because his heart was so sealed. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Makkah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shleimus, he could give with hot and cold together. But when talking to Paro, and when asking to remove the Makkah from Paro, so in relating to Paro, there's no heat, because Paro's heart was sealed. And now we understand why the Makkah of Barad is connected to Losinuf, because that Losinuf is Mamish Chamimus Shalobim Kol Rachmana Litzlan, that a person gets heated up about someone else's wife, Hashem Yishmor. So they learned this lesson in Barad, not to get heated up about the wrong things. That's why they get the onus of Gehenna, the cold and the heat, the 6 months of this, the 6 months of that. To teach them, they have to know what to get cold about, what to be cooled off about, their Yetzer, and what to get heated up about in Yanni Kedusha. Is that normal, this Mahalach? Baruch Hashem, unbelievable. Shuvu banim shovivim. So what's the Bechein? What's the Musar? That these days of shovivim, we have to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shuvu banim shovivim. Shoviv doesn't go in the right way. He's Mahapech Hastar, he's Mevalbel Hayotzeres. Like Paro, Bechinas HaOiref, the back. So when he's supposed to get heated up, he's cooled off. When he's supposed to get cooled off, he's heated up. Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Vayera is the Vav of Shovavim. So that's the way to be Mechaber, to be Mekarev of the Shovav, this naughty child. The Vav of Chibur. To be Mechaber to him. So what do? We want to bring him home. So we have Parsha Shmois, which takes care of the Shin. That's the Golus. That's the Shibud. That's the Chomer Levenim. That's the Shin and Shovav. So you want to take all those difficulties and bring them to the Bayis, to the Bays, to Bo B'Shalach. You want to bring him back into the house, bring him back home. So the Vav is a Vav Achibor, and Vav always connects. So you want to bring the Shin, all the difficulties of Parsha Shmos, Vav and Mimachavirit to Bo B'Shalach, Beis, to bring him back into the Bayis, the Beis of the Bayis. You want to bring him home. And how do we do that? And how do we bring ourselves back home to where we're supposed to be? By learning when to have heat and when to have cold. You see, the Rebbe always says, you see a name of a chol up on the wall to daven for him. Stop, say a parak of Tehillim, write it down, put it on your tefillah list. Not to be so cold hearted and apathetic. People get heated up about politics, people get heated up about sports. But you usually don't see at the Shabbos table two people getting heated up about a Ritva and a Gemara, about a Kliyakar and a Parsha, that a lot of times you don't see. see people getting heated up about the wrong things, and they're very cool. And the rabbi speaks, and there's a Dvar Torah, and there's a Chavrusa. You see people being cold. So we should all be zochet to have heat and cold in the right place. And be makariv the shovav, to use the Vav HaChibur and bring it back home. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.